To Adelaide now, and some of the car workers who've taken redundancy from Holden say they're giving up on ever finding work again in manufacturing. 400 people finished up a few weeks ago as the struggling car maker seeks to cut costs. Those job losses, though, may not be the last, and the company's future is a key issue in the federal election campaign, as Tom Nightingale reports.
Security system gets installed tomorrow.
A few weeks after his last day at Holden, Michael Etherington is setting up a shop to sell baby goods in Adelaide's northern suburbs.
First was a bit of shock. There's always rumours. Got on the phone to my wife. We'd been looking at opening our own business for a while, so then it was sort of like, do we jump? Yes, no. And in the end, we decided, yeah, why not?
Since hundreds of Holden staff finished in late July, Damien Menzies has been trying to find other work for those who want it.
Anyone who walks out of Holden is highly sought after by any manufacturing organisation. The key question is whether that individual wants to seek a career back in manufacturing. I think that's the key uncertainty that people are confronted with when they leave an organisation such as Holden.
Are you saying these people could look for work or could take work in manufacturing but don't want to?
I wouldn't say they wouldn't want to. They're concerned about the viability of manufacturing as an industry. And if they believed everything they read in the papers, they believed everything they saw on the news, then that's a legitimate fear.
He's handling about 200 cases at the moment and says half or more will quickly find other jobs. He says about 1 in 5 will retire and slightly less will retrain, and 1 in 10 will struggle to find other work. Michael Etherington worked at Holden for nearly a decade. He's only been in touch with a handful of former colleagues, but says they're all doing well.
I mean, you've got guys that have transferred to taking their skills and they've gone to places like Amcor. Some have started up, they've had like weekend businesses. They're now doing that full time, from what I can gather. I'm actually not aware of anybody that hasn't landed on their feet.
The 1,700 people still making Holden cars in Adelaide have an uncertain future. Talks with the state government over more subsidies won't be settled until it's clear who's won the federal election. And the differences in industry policies could affect several marginal seats in Adelaide. Analysts say it's a tight contest for the Labor seats of Hindmarsh in the city's west and Wakefield in the northern suburbs, where the Holden job cuts hit an already sluggish local economy. Of all Australia's electorates, Wakefield has the third highest percentage of workers in manufacturing jobs and the lowest with a university degree. While Labor's changes to fleet car taxes have hit car sales, Kevin Rudd regained some support by promising $2 billion over 10 years to Holden. The coalition hasn't matched it, with Tony Abbott saying he won't give car manufacturers an open chequebook. Cheryl has voted for Holden for 9 years and says she's voting Labor.
Because the Liberals aren't going to give any money to help Holden so long.
So that's a major factor for you, is it?
For me it is, yeah.
She spoke to the ABC at a shopping centre in the electorate of Wakefield. Also there was Dave, who usually votes Labor, but is thinking of changing.
The Labor's really messed it up. I've always sort of gone Labor, being a blue-collar worker myself. But Liberals have also run the country better financially. I think they're a bit more better at managing money. So I may go Liberal this time, but a bit hard to tell with Rudd and Abbott being carrying on all the time and not really delivering any real policies and dodging questions. So I don't know, it's a hard one.
That's Dave from Gawler in the South Australian electorate of Wakefield, ending that report from Tom Nightingale.